American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Look, I'm going to be honest up front. I haven't shaved. There isn't enough coffee to keep me going today. I've been extremely busy. And if you're watching, I had to resort to one of these things, one of these little energy things earlier, because I had too much coffee and none of it worked. So no promises that Angry Mark doesn't come out of the box today. You never know. But I know a lot of you like Angry Mark. I do, too. He's a relief. Most people say, my God, you're going to have a heart attack. My doctor says, no, let Angry Mark out. That's a pressure relief for you. Keeps your blood pressure from building. So we'll see. You never know. Depends on the topics. You are inside the Daily Defense Studios, GunBroker.com Studios. The Car Arms Platinum microphone is lit up big time today. And all of it brought to you by X Insurance, a far superior product to anything you think you have. I now have testimonials coming in from those of you who have the product. And if you're interested in sending me a testimonial, we will more than likely put it up on the X website, certainly my new website when it is unleashed on Earth, and no doubt in a couple press releases. We will only use your first name, so feel free to write one up. And I know that a lot of folks out there on the streets are getting questioned, what's going on with this X insurance? Why do I need this? It's taken the firearms community by storm for a reason. Because it's a far superior product, and it's not something that you want to take lightly when your freedom is on the line. We'll talk more about it later. But suffice to say, make sure to check out xinsurance.com and all of our sponsors. Talk about them in a few minutes. Did you see the press conference today from the Trump legal team? Absolutely incredible. The allegations coming out of there from these people who are of the highest ethic is remarkable. And I have absolutely no reason. I absolutely 100% believe what they're saying. There's no question about it. These people are of the highest integrity. They have the goods. The question is going to be, are we going to be able to move this forward? You're witnessing what could be the greatest coup in world history. And it is happening right before your eyes. But I got to tell you, more fun than anything else was watching Jenna Ellis. God, her and Kristi Noem for president and vice president, right? Man, what a team they would make. Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell just leveling the mainstream media today, literally flattening them, punched them right in the face. They couldn't even get up. One reporter, when Giuliani said, there you go, there's the question. Who are you, what's your outfit? What outfit are you with? And she said CNN, and they laughed her right off the stage. I mean, just incredible the job that they did today. And we'll talk about that later in the broadcast. Maybe we'll see. We've got a number of things I want to talk with you about today, but let's get started, shall we? Behind me on the screen, if you're watching me on facebook.com/Armed American Radio, which you should be, make sure to like and share the post. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Welcome to the program, brother. How you doing?
I'm going to have to ask you to address me as president elect Paul Markle.
You know, do you have that on a social media feed too? I'm noticing a lot of that going around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're living in a world right now where, according to Facebook and the media, you can just say things and that makes them true.
Well, that's the funny part about that. So let's make that very clear. You're seeing a lot of people, for example, my good friend Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball all-star hero, who will eventually be in the Hall of Fame once they get past their politics. And that will happen. You can't take away what he did. And same, by the way, goes for Pete Rose. You know, put an asterisk by his name, but nonetheless, I've met Pete Rose many times. He's a great guy. But you're right. You can call yourself now President-elect Paul Markle, and are they fact-checking you on that?
Well, I don't know. They're not fact-checking Snippy Joe. So have you seen that nonsense? This cabal, they're just in. You know, we've decided, the Associated Press and Facebook have decided that the election's over and that they won. So just stop arguing.
Well, yeah, let me put it this way, and we'll just, because we use the platform now, and I have to admit there's some schadenfreude there. There really is. But it's fun to use Facebook's platform to talk about things they don't like talking about. But we get throttled all the time. nearly 100,000 organic fans on Armed American Radio, and dozens they will let see that we're on live. And that's most, virtually 90,000 people don't even get notified that we're out there because they don't want our message getting out. It is incredible. And we are working to fix that on other platforms. But nonetheless, our reach is still a stadium size amount of people by the end of the week. We are still reaching 60 to 70,000 people by the end of the week. So make sure each and every one of you, I mean, come on, jump in with us. You know we're on air. You don't have to. You can come out and get it. Spread the word around that Armed American Radio is out there. And you know, we've been cut off by Facebook when I had the Facebook whistleblower on the show with me. All of a sudden, everything jarbled. You think that's coincidence? Come on, give me a break. Paul, did you by any chance happen to see, I know you're out there in beautiful God's country in Wyoming and hopefully don't even have a TV, but did you happen to see any of that press conference today or hear about it? It was incredible.
I listened to Sidney Powell. I listened to her explain exactly the background behind the Dominion software and exactly where it came from, why it is. And people are like, this is, you know, it's funny. People have responded, that's unbelievable. No, it's not.
It's not unbelievable.
It's completely believable. They've been getting more bold and more brazen every election cycle. I mean, we could go all the way back. I mean, we don't need to go all the way back to Chicago in 1960.
Why not?
His dad fought in the
election.
Why
not? It was brought up today.
If you want to.
Well, I mean, let's go, because that's part and parcel of where we're at today. This has been going on in this country for decades. The machine politics in Chicago is just but one glaring example of corruption in our election process. And you're correct. That's been going on since I was born. So let's go there.
They're not even pretending it didn't happen anymore. It's just become like a joke now. They're like, oh, well, yeah, you know, we cheated and got away with it. So we got our guy in office. So ha ha ha. You go back to the 1960 election. And also, remember, Kennedy and Nixon weren't the only people running. You guys remember that? Most of you don't. Most of you weren't paying attention. But there was a third party candidate that ran and took votes from some people will say he took votes from Kennedy. Some people will say that he took votes from Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, you know, Kennedy would not have been president if his dad wouldn't have bought all those dead voters, those dead people votes in Chicago. That's the reality of the situation. Kennedy got 49.7, and Nixon got 49.5.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
they knew exactly what they needed to add. Let me go back to when you made the comment before about Chicago. Let me remind you of something that Harry Reid said just a few years ago. Why did you lie about Romney's tax forms? And he looked right at the camera and he said, "It worked, didn't it?"
It worked.
That man. Was the Senate Majority Leader at the time. Why did you lie about Mitt Romney's tax forms? That was a lie. He looked right at the camera and remind you of this. It worked, didn't it? So don't think for two seconds that these people are on the up and up. They're as crooked as the day is long. And here's what gets me. The self-righteous, and I can't use the words I want to use. The rhinos, the never Trumpers, the TDS sufferers, oh, there's been no proof of any of it, said the mainstream media who's been lying to you for decades and isn't even covering what they're telling you. And this is where you're getting your information, is what you're reading in the media, what you're reading from the press, what CNN and the New York Times are telling you. Get your head out of your collective you know what's, okay? Wake up to what is happening. If it smells like a duck in a pond, it's a duck in a pond. Get over it. Understand that this corruption does happen. I made it very clear yesterday when we were talking about it. Yes, our CIA assassinates people. Yes, we try to rig elections in other countries. Yes, we do it successfully. Yes, we are trying to topple the Iranian government. Yes, we are trying to find Ayman Zawahiri. And when we find him, we're going to cut his head off. Yes, we do these things. And so do our enemies. Yes, the technology exists. And yes, as this team is telling you today, the corruption in this election goes to the highest. The Democrats are involved. They're going to call me fake news. Or not fake news. They're not going to call me fake news. They're going to throttle me if I put that out there. They're going to say that can't be proven. However, what you just heard today tells you that this goes to the top level. But don't take my word for it. Just take Harry Reid's. Why did you lie? It worked, didn't it? But they would never do that now for an election to try to take back the White House for their globalist power position they weren't supposed to lose when Hillary's so bad she couldn't even win a rigged election. Now that's where we're at today. Paul Markle, ooh, man, I'll tell you what. Fun stuff. You ready to go? You ready to go for the rest of the hour?
I'm ready, man.
All right. Paul Markle, student of the gun. President-elect. Let me forget. President-elect. Professor Paul Markle, student of the gun. Show being recorded today. We're going to try to get it out on Rumble. A little bit late, but be all right. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Come right back after this with Paul. Don't go away. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. GunBroker.com is the place to go if you're looking for anything you can't find on your store shelves, and I know you can't. And I got to tell you here, this is a gift card here that if you can see that, and obviously you can't see it on radio, but visual, you know, the theater of the mind, I'm holding up a Georgia Firing Line gift card. It's $150. I can't wait to get out there and spend it on I don't know what, but I can promise you I'm going to find something to buy. And if I can't find it there, I'm going to GunBroker to get whatever I need. More than likely, that's going to go to PMags. I think I'm going to be running with some PMags for that. Getting about $14.99 a piece up to $18.99, depending on where you shop. I think I might have to do that. Never, ever, ever have too many magazines, particularly now. We're going to talk later about why that's so important with Paul in just a little bit, too, because there's a lead story up about from Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon about how much your crap is going to cost you if Biden and Kamala Harris are successful. We'll talk about that later with Paul. But first, let's go back to the, because I love talking about this stuff, the election, the coup. What's happening? I'm talking with Paul Markle. Now, he is now President-elect Paul Markle. I don't know if you knew that or not. President-elect Professor Paul Markle, student of the gun. Welcome back, brother.
Main thing that people need to understand, and I know a lot of people in our audience are in their 20s and 30s. They weren't really paying attention in the year 2000. But it was the year 2000 that Al Gore, with a collective effort from the mainstream media, decided that we could no longer use paper ballots. Yeah, I'm sure that the first time you voted, Mark, you probably voted on a paper punch card ballot.
For Ronald Reagan in 1980, I absolutely 100% did.
Yeah, I mean, it was very simple. My parents did it. We did it. It worked. You know, there was no batteries involved, no Wi-Fi signal involved, just a piece of paper that you punched with a little stylus. Then you stuck it into the machine, and then they counted it, right? And it wasn't a computer. It was actually just a counter, and it didn't have Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or anything. Well, thanks to Al Gore's nonsense in Florida, his 37-day lawsuit to try and win Florida, we were introduced to this phantom called the Hanging Chad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fortunately, most of you, if you guys are in your 30s and 20s, thank your maker that you didn't have to live during the Hanging Chad.
That was awful, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, it was nonstop USA Today, New York Times, you know, fill in the blank left wing media outlet. Oh, Hanging Chad.
Let me tell you a funny story about that. I got married right before the election. This November 4th was my 20th anniversary. And here we are again with election hassles 20 years into it. The previous, on my wedding date, we were actually in Cancun through that whole process, my wife and I, after we got married, and watching this whole debacle going on whenever we were back in the room, that this was all happening with the Hanging Chad and all the garbage. And here we are 20 years later on our 20th anniversary, and it's kind of this one's better, though, because I'm not, for some reason, Paul, I'm not feeling the stress I did back then. I know something's going to come out of this. I don't know what it is. I'm not hopeful that you're ever going to see Comey and the rest of these what they should be. We should be referring to them by their inmate numbers. her or Clinton, Comey, Brennan, McCabe, Strzok, what's her face? All the rest of these people should all be in prison, and they're not. Pelosi, so I'm not
Schumer.
Hopeful that all of them should be in prison. But I'm not going to sit here and hold my breath to that. But what we're seeing now and the accusations that are being made are just incredible to a point where it's fascinating to watch. And I hope they are able to bring this corruption to its knees, because what you're looking at could be literally the greatest coup, attempted coup anyway, in the history of the world, as far as governments are concerned, when you're talking about the United States involved. No question the global elitists are involved. I don't think it's when you've got Sidney Powell standing up there and the rest of these people putting their reputations on the line. These are people of the highest integrity. And I think they're scared at what they found. Paul, would you agree with that?
Well, it's just a complete and total coincidence that the Canadian Dominion office was in the same building as the Soros Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Totally a coincidence. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to even see here. No, and the main thing that people need to understand is, like, how do we get to this point? How did we get to this point? If you go back to 2000, there was a complete and total hack job assassination of the paper ballot. The American people were clubbed over the head for months, if not years, about hanging Chad and paper ballots are not reliable. We got to come up with another way, blah, blah, blah. Well, what's that other way? Digital, electronic, computer driven. Then during Comrade Barry's reign, we were introduced to this thing called voter disenfranchisement.
Right.
You probably didn't even know that was a thing. You're like, what is that?
It's right up there with the boyfriend loophole. They just create this stuff out of thin air, and tell us that we're nuts.
Yeah.
And then the media drives the narrative and it becomes part of the vernacular. That's what happens.
Right. So they drove this thing that you didn't even know was a problem. You didn't know it existed. Oh, voter disenfranchisement is a nationwide epidemic. Well, how can we solve that? Oh, well, make sure people don't have to show ID when they vote. What?
Yeah.
Listen,
when you talk about ID, some of this stuff is so head scratching. But when you watch the media and you see the narrative being driven, and look, these guys are all using bullet points. It is not coincidence, listeners, that you see CNN, MSDNC, NBC, ABC, so you can CBS, all driving the same bullet points. That's not a coincidence. Those are talking points that are being given to, of course it is. Those are talking points that are given to the media. How do I know that? I get them sent to my email inbox every single day. I can't keep up with them. People who went on this program, talking points I get them from PR firms every day. And so do they. It's just a matter of which ones they run with. Now, it used to be back in the day that the gray lady drove the evening news. Whatever made it above the fold in the New York Times years ago, prior to the internet, prior to computers, the proliferation of social media and the rest of this crap that's destroying the country and the psyche of it, that's what made the lead story on the ABC, NBC, so you could CBS evening news. That's not like that anymore. Now the bias is out. But they're getting bullet points from, the Democrat Party. PR machines are sending bullet points to the media, and that's what they're choosing to run with. Paul, you know that. I know that. You probably get the same things I do. I get the sheets all day long. It's enough to drive you nuts. But most of them have nothing to do with the show. But I keep them. I don't delete them, because you never know when one of the topics might be something we need,
Yeah.
You got 30 seconds. Go ahead and close out the segment. Time's flying today. Sorry.
No. The reason we're in this position is because we allowed ourselves to be bullied and lied to by the media into, basically getting away from paper ballots with voter ID. That's why we're here today.
That is why we're here. When we come back, I want to go just a little bit deeper down that rabbit hole with Paul. And I'm going to wax a little poetic and we get a little nostalgic, because I remember when. Oh, that's a song, too. Isn't that a hair band song? I remember. Yeah. See? Ooh. Copyrighted. They're going to get me on social media. When we come back, we'll dive down that hole a little bit. Fun conversation with President-elect Professor Paul Markle, student of the gun. We'll be back. Don't go away.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios on this lit up platinum car arms microphone. All of this being presented to you today by X Insurance. Do you cover your homes with third-party rented insurance company stuff? No, you don't. And you wouldn't. In fact, I don't even think it's legal. I don't even think you can. Because it wouldn't be, I don't think a lending institution would even let you do that. So why, when your freedom is on the line, would you trust that type of insurance product for your freedom? You don't have to anymore. Because X is out there for you. AM Best, A-rated carrier, writes a policy for you, just like your homeowners, just like USAA writes for my wife and I for my home and for my autos, just like Geico writes for me for my boat. Just like I have United Healthcare and Verizon, whatever it is now. I don't even know what I have. It's my wife's company, but it's Blue Cross Blue Shield, a division of. Okay, it's a policy written specifically for us, and I have an X insurance policy for legal liability and civil for me with my own policy number written for me. Not a third-party company that has my name under it as additional insured that may not be there for me when I need it most. And those lawsuits are actually out there. You can find them where the company stepped away and said, I'm not going to cover them. I don't want that when my life is on the line and I might be looking at prison because I lawfully defended myself and I'm facing an overzealous prosecutor. But that wouldn't happen, would it? No, no more than voting machines can be hacked. I'm going to go to that in just a second with some, just to let you know that we're not talking crazy stuff. I'm going to read you an email that I got today about it. But xinsurance.com is presenting all of this to us. They're dominating in the firearms industry right now. And there's a reason for it. Because it's better than anything else out there. And I want you to have the best too. I have it. You should have it. That's why we're teamed up and doing business together. It's an amazing product. I hope you check it out. xinsurance.com. Get away from all the other stuff, you know, and go to an actual real insurance company, A-rated, that's got your back. Then we'll be there for you with teams of attorneys that work for them. Not that you have to go and find through somebody else, but actual attorneys that work for the company. It's kind of a no-brainer. Hey, Paul, student of the gun, president-elect. Paul, I want to read you an email that I got today. When people say, oh, these machines, you guys are just talking conspiracy crap. There's no proof that any of that happened. All right, well, if you think that voting machines, all Dominion's on the up and up, I mean, of course they are. I mean, forget the fact that intelligence has proven that these machines have been used to sway elections in other countries, and clearly they have that. Even if you don't believe that that happened now, you have to believe it could. I got an email today. Have I been pawned? Now, P-W-N-E-D. I don't know why these idiots, where's the A? I mean, make it easy. What is P-W? Pwned? What does that mean? Make it pawned. Put a freaking vowel in there, for God's sakes. And see, I just get so irate with this crap I got to deal with all day. I don't know why that upsets me, but Angry Mark is out. Why? Because it happens to me all the time. You signed up for notifications when your account was pawned in a data breach, and unfortunately, it's happened again. Here's what's known. In November 2020, a collection of more than 23,000 allegedly breached websites known as Sito Day were made available for download on several hacking forums. The data consisted of 226 million unique email addresses alongside passwords, pairs, often represented as both password hashes and the cracked plain text versions. Independent verification of the data established it contains many legitimate, previously undisclosed breaches. Paul, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Okay, what more evidence do you need to know than that stuff can actually happen and does? Happens to me all the time. God only knows how many people have my email. You know how I know that? Because I get tons and tons and tons of spam email every single day from these Russian idiots and whoever else they are. Go ahead. Take it away. Calm me down, for God's sakes.
No, all right. All you guys have to do, if you don't think that the is go to your search engine, go to your favorite browser, whatever it is, and type in something that you would never, ever normally write. A horse food or something like that. Type in, right. Type in something crazy. Type in like horse food, right? And then sit back and wait and watch and see how many notifications you start getting for horse feed and equestrian. It's going to materialize. Why? when we're dealing with probably one of the most important issues when it comes to freedom and liberty, the vote, the sanctity of the vote, why would we throw away something that we know can't be hacked or is very, you know, they're very unlikely to be hacked? The paper ballot.
All right, let me play devil's advocate on that for 1 second. Let's go back to 1980 when I voted for Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. In 1984, I was finishing college. I had I had to take some credits, and I was going to graduate in December. I stayed at school to work during the Thanksgiving when we were off on break. I stayed there, and I was told by officials there, this was at Radford University, for those of you who want to know, just outside Virginia Tech, that I could vote because I was a Virginia resident and I was a student. I got turned away at the polls that year because I was not a Radford resident. I was told I had to vote in Richmond. It was confusion. I could have easily gotten an absentee ballot at that time. I did not because of what I was told. So I was unable to vote. Now, let's play devil's advocate. It is possible, is it not, that when this technology first came about, that we weren't aware of all the ways it could be breached, right? Except
no,
by the people who invented it, right? Right.
No,
the point that I'm making.
That's all.
Go ahead.
When this nonsense started, we had people come forward and say, there's a famous video. Most people have seen it by now. It's actually old news on the internet. It was a 13 or a 14 year old hacking into the voting machine and changing all the votes?
Yes.
In 10 minutes. It's not hard, folks. And they've been getting better and better and better. And that's my point, is every 4 years, every 2 years, they get a little bit better. They get a little more brazen. They get a little more bold. And they've been working on this nationwide hacking. You know, they had it down pretty good. I mean, when you're in Chicago and you got a corrupt political machine there, you can get the dead people to vote and you can get people to vote twice. How do you get people to vote 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times? Oh, that's mm-hmm. right. You fail to require voter ID because of voter disenfranchisement. You make up this boogeyman. And so people are afraid or shamed or cowed or bullied into not doing what they know is right.
Well, that's what we saw Stacey Abrams do here 2 years ago when she got shellacked by Kemp. She was claiming disenfranchisement while the votes were still coming in, and she was down by 100 grand. She wound up losing by like 56 or 57,000, an entire stadium's worth of people. And they couldn't find enough disenfranchised voters. And we knew what the setup was, the fix was in then. And she's been working on that in the state of Georgia for the previous 2 years, and we're watching it manifest itself now. Now, and I can't say the words, just for blanks and grins, right? There have been three counties that I'm aware of where thousands of votes, verifiable, have been found. Forsyth County, I believe, Walton County, and another. Don't hold me to the county name, so I'm pretty sure the last one was Forsyth. Oh, also in DeKalb. Of course, DeKalb is all, but it's blue. It's right out there. It might as well be attached to Fulton. It's all blue, you know. But they found them. The fact is, they were legit and they were found. That in and of itself raises enough of a stink and a stench, because you don't know what wasn't found. Now, if I'm sitting on the bench and somebody hands me that information and it's verified as true, you know what I'm saying? Do over. Because you can't prove why should I believe you? Why should I believe you? You're a Democrat, and you're telling me this, and you just found 3,200 more Biden votes that weren't counted. We found it on the hand. None of it comes together.
Nope.
It reeks. It stinks. It's a stench. And when that happens, guess what? Golly, we're running. I'm so sorry that the time flies. Fastest hour in radio. I apologize. Paul's right. The old vote way works. It worked for decades, worked for centuries. So let's change it up. It's exactly what the Democrats wanted to do. That's been in the works for years. Back with Paul right after this. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. All right, welcome back to the show. Indeed, I'm talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. If you're watching the show on the Facebook stream live, you get the sausage making. You get the raw feed of us working behind the scenes. So you'll want to check it out. It's an awful lot of fun. No doubt. Now, we are recording today's episode. I'm hopeful we'll get this up on Rumble for you today. It'll be the first one that we've put up as we experiment with some new platforms. So bear with us as we go through that. We didn't get the recording started until midway through the first segment, but that's all right. You know, it happens. It happens. Beside the point. All right. I got to get some business out of the way real quick before we go back to Paul, because they make it all possible to put this show on dozens of radio stations across the country, airing throughout the day and throughout the evening across the country today, every day, 5 days a week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and nearly 250 radio stations and growing on the Sunday Monster Cast. It's all because of our partners, and I'm begging you to support them. These are great people who are really putting it on the line. And if you're a regular listener, you know who they are. If you're just joining us now, let me give you a heads up at Lead Slinger's Whiskey. LS Spirits, combat-owned vets, owned by combat vets, let me put it that way, who have, I mean, they're wearing it right there on their product bottles. The Second Amendment is right there on their bottles. Lead Slinger's Whiskey sponsors the show on Sundays on the Lead Slinger's Whiskey microphone. So support them. Go to the website, leadslingerswhiskey.com, enter in your zip code, and find a distributor near you. Enjoy their products responsibly. X Insurance, that's what I've been telling you. This is the gunbroker.com studios. It's free at Gunbroker. Gunbroker.com. If you can't find it in your stores, you can find it at Gunbroker. I guarantee that. And this is the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Justin Moon, CEO, joins us every single week. He tells us, and I know this won't shock you, Paul Markle, student of the gun, president-elect, Professor Paul Markle, but they are 9 to 12 months out on delivery of products right now. That's the demand. Wow. It's just remarkable what's happening across the country. Of course, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Four cases in court this week we filed at the federal level. I think five or six more are going up, according to Alan, and I know what some of them are. You're going to love the next one going up in the Fourth Circuit. I can't tell you about it yet, but I promise you, you're going to love it. And, of course, North American Arms, Defender Coffee. If you're watching, this is a Defender Coffee mug. This is not a coffee in here today. It's water because of the coffee I drank all day. But nonetheless, DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR, 15% off everything at the site. And one of my favorite sponsors of all time is MyPillow, is Mike Lindell. He loves this program. He supports it. He sends me videos with promotional. And you're going to start seeing them on the website when it's announced. You'll see the videos that he's made for us. You're going to start hearing the rejoiners coming up this weekend on the MonsterCast from Mike. And get this, you never knew you could support the Second Amendment when you slept, but you can. And he's got the promo code AAR for us specifically at Radio Listener Special. So give the pillows as gifts, particularly if you're giving them to a bunch of liberals. They have no way of knowing that they're supporting the Second Amendment and your right to bear arms while they're laying on the pillow that you gave them because you care about them as family members. And they support Armed American Radio, and it helps keep this voice on radio stations across the country. So please, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials, AAR is the promo code. Go get it. $40 off the queen pillows and additional $5 for the kings. That's the deal over there right now. A huge discount, the biggest one that he's ever given. So grab a bunch of them and give them away as gifts. Give them to your liberal friends. I just thought about that the other day. It's kind of funny. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Welcome back, dude. Here's the deal. Paper ballots work. We knew, and I was being a little facetious in the previous segment when I was playing devil's advocate, because I made the mention, the people who wrote the programs know they can be breached. Okay? So they knew this going in, Paul. It's not rocket science to try to figure this out. Go ahead, bro.
No, this is essentially what you guys need to do. Everyone needs to look in the mirror and say, am I serious about this whole liberty thing? Am I serious about this whole representative republic thing? Because if you are, you need to make the commitment to stop being bullied. stop allowing CNN and the Democrat Party and Hollywood to bully and shame you into silence. We knew this was wrong. When Gore started carping about hanging chads, we knew it was wrong. When Obama went during his whole reign and they're like, voter disenfranchisement, blah, 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 we knew it was wrong. When California started giving driver's licenses to illegals and then, oops, accidentally registering them to vote, we knew that was wrong. We've known it was wrong. It's right there in our faces, and we've just been shamed and bullied into silence, and it's time to be silent no more.
You are 100% correct. Let's go a step further than that. My son just turned 16 on September 30th. In order to get his driver's license, he had to bring three forms of ID to get an ID. I had to show them my ID and two more forms of ID. A water bill, a passport, whatever it was, I had to show an ID so my kid could get his driver's license. Yet we allow and we put up with states like California, run by who?
Democrats.
Imagine that. To give ill people in this country who have violated our federal law driver's licenses. You know what you can do with a driver's license? In the county where I live in Georgia, you can hand it to somebody. Because in Georgia, at least you have to show an ID when you go in to vote. But that illegal individual, that's right, they're illegal aliens. Okay, that's what they are. It's not bad words. It's not xenophobic. It's a fact. The truth is a harsh mistress. I'm telling you, you have to show your driver's license in California. Don't think for 2 seconds Newsom and those dirty Democrats out there don't know what they're doing when it comes to this. This was rigged all the way from square one. They've been doing it for years. That's why they put those laws in place. What party is it, by the way, that's coming after my guns? Is it the Republican Party that has a platform, Paul, to take my guns, or is it the Democrat Party? Which one is it?
Go read Snippy Joe's website.
Yeah.
He'll tell you all about it.
Those of you TDS sufferers who think Donald Trump wasn't your pro-gun president you thought are missing the point when you think that somehow he can write law. That's Congress's responsibility. Donald Trump would have signed any pro-gun piece of legislation that went up in front of him. It didn't get to his desk, number one. Number two, he didn't come after your guns. Bump stocks, give me a break. Is that the argument you got? That's the weakest thing that there is out there. And number three, go read Snippy Joe's website and compare it to page 47 and 48 of the Democrat Party platform, and you've got your answer. The rest of it's gobbledygook. Paul, the time just flew, brother. I'm gonna give you the minute. Go, take it, because it's just the time flew today. I apologize. Go for it.
All right, Second Amendment. In the interest of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. So I'm trying to talk fast, but here's the deal. You said, what is it about the Democrat agenda that requires us
you to be
disarmed? It's right there in the Second Amendment. It is being necessary to the security of a free state. A free state is their enemy.
Well said.
If you are armed, there is a free state. If you are disarmed, there is not a free state. They don't want a free state. It's right there in Amendment 2.
Paul Markle, student of the gun. No exclamation point necessary. Great program today. Incredible stuff going on in this country. Remarkable press conference today. If you missed it, make sure to watch it. It was just incredible to see. We'll see where it goes. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. It's just a remarkable time to be alive. You know what? We're going to get up and do this all again tomorrow across the country on radio stations on this nationally syndicated broadcast. On Sunday, we've got a huge program coming up for you, as we always do on the MonsterCast on 250-plus radio stations. Here's the deal. I got your back. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow and Sunday.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.